So la bibliothèque in situ still the interview with the int artist invited here in Bourg for the Sonic Protest date. And now we are with Graham Lampkin, Mark Harwood, and Andrew Donner. Sorry for the your name, and I have difficulty to say it. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you for having us.
And the first question, could you present your formation? Because you play maybe in duo, in trio. What is the more in the...
Graham?
Well, Mark Harwood and myself had a duo last year, I beg your pardon. Mm-hmm. Where we've worked together for 10 years publishing books and publishing records, and we started to make performance pieces together last year. And he has published my work as an artist and as a musician on his label, and I have published his work as a musician on my label, so we have a long history. And we decided to extend that into live work. So last year we had a duo which we presented across England and into Belgium. And this year we decided to take those things from our earlier work and break them down even more. So it became a more kind of expanded into a sort of a theatre piece. So it's not just about sound, it's about a visual element. And we asked my friend Anya if she would like to join us to extrapolate our message to even wider extent. Okay.
And could you, if when we discovered your presentation, your set, are you agree if we think about this world of about Dada Cabaret, it's possible influence or not? Dada Cabaret.
Well, Mark, you take this one.
I think we're all the same, us three. I can assume I'm answering for all of us in the sense that Dada is something you encounter quite early, I guess. Especially if me and Graham are of the same generation. I'm 1 year older than Graham. And so that it may be an influence, but it's not. Certainly, we're referencing a lot of different things. And me and Graham both absorb a lot of information regarding music, especially, but all kinds of things. So what's filtered through and what comes out the other end is unquantifiable to me, but there's no direct reference to Dada at this point.
Okay, and the second question, very easy, because here we are near the library, and in particularly in the sound section. You explained that you have a big and a long history in the edition. Could you talk about one CD, one author, one musician that you like, that you listened? And in few words, the idea is for the auditors, for this web blog, to discover other name, other musician. Who wants to start? Anya.
There's so much music at the moment. I can't really put my finger on one in very particular thing, but I am reading a really nice book at the minute. A book of Kenneth Pynchon's poems. I'm not sure if you have this in your library, but I would highly recommend.
Okay, thanks.
Well, the microphone that you're pointing abruptly at me is facing a Henry Cow t-shirt, so I will choose that for these very obvious reasons. To break it down simply, Henry Cow's interesting. I get obsessed with music, so I'm kind of obsessed with them at the moment, but also the world that exists around it. I like the way they operated independently. I like that they've never been regarded highly in any kind of way. They kind of have, but not really. But when you look into just the people who are involved with Henry Cow, the way they operated and they moved around Europe, and what they inspired, and then all these offshoot bands, and it being kind of an anomaly in everything, like even in prog rock, which I guess they're associated, I really like the album In Praise of Learning at the moment, and it's just so heavy and fucked up that I don't really associate it with a lot of prog rock I've heard. So I just think maybe it's that thing where they maybe made something which holds up well through time. It stands up now. It's potent still, unlike Bob Dylan, who's dead. maybe.
And the last?
I
know it's a difficult question.
Yes, well, let's, how about I say a record I have been listening to at home a lot for the last few months is Paul Brett Sage. He was an English musician who was from a folk band called the Straubs, and he formed a new group called Sage, but the band is recognised as Paul Brett Sage. And they made 3 LPs, and I think the first Paul Brett Sage record is pretty interesting record. It's a kind of a potpourri of 1960s British folk music going into kind of, there's an influence of the kind of realization that the 1960s has finished and there was no utopia at the end of it. There's a sort of disappointment and a disillusion. And the music has a kind of a reflection of that. It's a kind of a sour record. And I enjoy the atmosphere very much. So Paul Brett Sage, take that one.
Thank you very much for your contribution to this small interview, and congratulations again for the set.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.